Just listen to this. How beautiful is that? Baby, can I hold you tonight? Baby, can I hold you tonight? Ooh, at the right time. You'll be mine. You'll be mine. Oh, that's it. It is working. Did I buff you one there? That's what my dad used to say. Did I buff? I'll buff you. He would. Yeah. Hello. How nice was that song? And everything else about life at the moment. How are you? How are you? Are you in a good mood today? How are you feeling? Me? Pretty good. Yeah. So I'm so excited to talk to you. I am. I feel like sometimes I'm in a... I want to record and then I'm in a mood. Or, like, not necessarily a bad mood. We're just so diverse now, us human beings, aren't we? Sometimes it's like, I didn't really get to say, hey, how's your sister, you know? But, was I... I just worry about that. I hope you know. What the fuck is wrong with me? I wanted to talk to you, because I've been missing you. I wanted to tell you this, okay? So, basically, there's this thing. They're called movies. I've been watching some amazing movies, okay? And they're all real. They're all the ones... I've been going for, like, a real movies feeling, like... I don't know. You know the stakes are high because it actually happened. But it's educational. Anyway, there are movies about people. One was called Amadeus. Amadeus. Oh, we got to put something on. Mozart. It's a film about Mozart. Okay? If you haven't seen this movie... Oh my god. Just like, let's listen to some Mozart right now. The man is a fucking genius. Is this gonna... When it says Requiem in the name, that's what you want, because Requiem is like... sounds really strong, do you know what I mean? Oh, I know this one. How beautiful. We heard this all our life. We never appreciated it. Do you feel like that? It's so quiet. Spotify being a sausage. It's coming through terribly on... Oh! I've got my headphones on. There we fucking... I'm so sorry. What the sounds like angels. Wow. What is happening? It's so etherical. Is that a word? It's so ethereal. It's so, like, timeless and fucking godly and shit, isn't it? It's epic. Imagine being stood in the room where this was. Okay. Oh, it's so beautiful. Sorry, I was getting really enveloped by the music there. You should try this film if you haven't seen it, Amadeus. It's kind of weird, and I looked into it after I'd watched it, but the movie is based on a play. So you can kind of see when they deliver some of the lines in the movie, it's almost like he was trying to summarize 6 years of Mozart's life in one movie, in one line. So like when you go to the theater, lines are so dramatic, aren't they? They're like, and you will know my wrath. Do you know what I mean? And yeah, nobody would say that in real life. Not even in Mozart's era, surely. Surely, right? They weren't that cringe. There's no way. I won't believe it. They all were wearing wigs and shit. But you get my point, right? Anyway, watch the movie. Watch the movie. Watch Mozart. It's such an amazing movie about what's possibly the greatest composer of all time. You know, Drake, you're going to have to take the step aside on this one. Okay, sorry. Yep, anyone else? Ed Sheeran, probably not going to win against Mozart. This might be the G. And you learn about him and how he was kind of small and ugly, so nobody liked him a bit. Honestly, nobody liked him at the time. We all celebrate him now. It's a really good story. I recommend it. And then, next up on the menu as a movie was it Ray, Jamie Foxx playing Ray Charles. Oh my god, I learned so much from that movie about what was going on in America at the time and everything, and it's such a sad story. I'd heard Ray Charles's name before a lot. He hit the road, Jack, don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. That's Ray Charles, right? This guy, when he was a kid, he was like 6, his brother was like 3. He watched his brother drown in a bucket of water. What the fuck? What the fuck, man? And then he started going blind just because he had glaucoma. He just started going blind at the age of like 5. And his mum was a fucking beast. She would stand there in the room and like watch him try and learn how to walk and shit. And then he became this hyper fucking, like, famous person. He started living this crazy life and shit. And I guess I won't spoil you the movie, but it's fucking, it's a great movie. Played by Jamie Foxx. You know that guy? Fucking amazing movie. Oh my god, I was so into it. And then, what was the next one? Not Mark Zuckerberg's one. That's next on the menu. Who am I thinking of? What was it? I don't know. Famous person. Stephen Hawking. He had an interesting life with his partner and how he basically came to accept. It's kind of a spoiler, but him and his partner came to accept that they'd kind of fallen for other people in lots of ways. And Stephen Hawking was getting fucking hand jobs probably right on his deathbed from a girl. I'm not shitting you. He was 70-year-old getting hand jobs because of his big brain. Well played, brother. So, I don't know what he even did, right? I've watched this movie many times. Do you know Theory of Everything? It's about Stephen Hawking, and it's played by that guy, isn't it? Is it Tom something? The guy who's in Fantastic Beasts. You know the guy. You might not know the guy, but it's played amazing by him. How the fuck does he do all these weird faces that Stephen Hawking had to go through? He fucking does them. Oh yeah. So in this movie, Steve Hawking like basically finds out something about black holes. He finds out that he just applied the law of thermodynamics to black holes, which means everything must cease. Everything must be expending energy at all times. And apparently no one had really done that to a black hole before, but he did. Man, you see some of the math in this movie. Like, I mean, I don't fucking know. As soon as it's not a number anymore, I'm out. Algebra, what the fuck? This guy is he's on the chalkboard. He's doing fucking, like, spells and shit with his chalk cue. He's summoning Cthulhu or some shit. Like, it's crazy how smart these people are. How the equations and shit they're trying to do in them. He's trying to fucking find out an equation for everything in the universe before he died. The theory of everything. He's trying to solve the fucking universe. Like, oh my god. I ever wonder if his body started to... Right, he got Lou Gehrig's disease, right? I spoiled this whole movie, but still worth watching. He got Lou Gehrig's disease, which is apparently the name of a baseball player who had the similar condition, right? So Stevie Hawking has got Lou Gehrig's disease, and it means all of his muscles and shit are just no longer going to be able to grow. They're all just dying on him now. They're all like rotting almost. I don't know. That sounds brutal, doesn't it? It fucking is. Except everything in his brain will work perfectly, right? We know that about Stephen Hawking, right? We know his brain is perfectly fine, but everything else just stopped working. His brain is like... He's such a logical person, Stephen Hawking's, insanely logical, because when he looked at his partner and saw that she was in love with their assistant, he just said yes. He just said yes. This is how logical he is. So his brain actually almost switched off the rest of his body because of how logical he is. I don't need this. It was almost like that. That's how fucking logical this guy is. Does that make sense? I'll just say it again because I don't know if I made sense. His wife cheats on him, and there's this moment where it's just like, or she doesn't yet, actually, but basically, he realizes that he can't be emotionally available for her, and all of this kind of shit. So they kind of agree to let her go off with this man, and then Stephen gets in an accident right when they're about to go on their like honeymoon of their new love life. Stephen gets into another accident. And I feel like that's his brain switching off, saying he doesn't need it anymore. He doesn't need his fucking body anymore. He's got no woman. Like, he doesn't need to please his wife anymore. All he has to do is think. Stephen Hawking's brain just wanted to think all the fucking time. All the fucking time. He just wants to think and solve shit. Do you know what I'm saying? That's what it kind of feels like. That's why his story is so incredibly insane. Kind of see a lot of that cool shit in Ray Charles' movie as well, because basically Ray Charles, he tries to start two families because his dad had two families. He tries to start two families. It's crazy how people replicate shit like that. It really puts some weird shit into perspective. Another movie we watched, one of my favorites, Good Will Hunting. Mainly because the main character is called Will, and yeah, you know, get the ego in there, right? But have you seen Good Will Hunting? It's so sad because Robin Williams is an... I'm so sorry, this is sad. He's an actor who died of depression, and in that fucking film, he delivers it so well. It's so sad. He dies of depression, like, years... Didn't he commit suicide, is what I mean. So it kind of is dies of depression. This movie, he's playing like a therapist who's depressed, and he gets a student, played by Matt Damon, and they start falling in love with each other in a very romantic way. First, it's very... they're basically... It's like Matt Damon is a very tough guy physically, and he's like into violence and shit. But his mind is tough as well, because he the first thing he does when he meets Robin Williams' character, he just like mentally rips him an asshole. He's just like, yeah, this painting makes you look like a right fucking idiot. He like intellectually bums him one. I've never said that one. He intellectually fucks him up. Oh, sorry. I was really into thinking of the scene then. There's a beautiful scene in it because the movie's all about therapy, basically. They're sat in this room. Sat in this. I hope I didn't say anything stupid. Sorry. They're sat in this room and like they're both just sat in the chair for an hour, being silent, and they got their fingers on their, like their fingers on each other's hands, sort of thing, and like tapping away, like looking around the room. And there's this song comes on. They don't not for them, but for us. It's just such a cool scene because it's like this part where they try to find common ground and talk to each other. They just sit in silence because it's part of some contract. It's like, it's so interesting. So I've spoiled the whole fucking film. Sorry, I haven't really. There's so many beautiful moments in the film. Go and watch it. Good Will Hunting. And it feels like another one of those character study type things where it's like, he's a genius and stuff, but that one's not fictional, unfortunately. I read up a bit about it, and they said it's based on Matt. It's a bit of Matt Damon's life, but not completely, because I feel like we'd know him for a different reason. But yeah, it wasn't based on a true story, is what I mean. So the next one I'm gonna watch is Social Network. Now, do you like this movie? It's weird because Mark Zuckerberg, there's something scary about this guy, right? When you think of him, you already feel like you've been intruded on. Just thinking of Mark Zuckerberg, right? But there's something about Jesse Eisenberg, which I kind of like. He's that actor who played in Zombieland. What else is it? I don't fucking know. He played Adventureland. There's this like romantic movie that you should watch called Adventureland. It's very cute. It's like they work on a theme park together. It's just a cute little romance. That's a very good movie, Adventureland. That's very cute. I've based a lot of my like Ferris wheel type shit audios I used to make. When I said type shit, like it was a adjective. You know, like the Ferris wheel kink. Yeah, you ever had that one? I basically have a Ferris wheel kink in terms of how many times I've included them. Anyway, yeah, if like if you search for Ferris wheel kink, you'll probably find more than four audios. Sorry, you get the fucking point. Yeah, but that guy's kind of likable, right? And then Mark Zuckerberg is kind of not likable. It almost cancels it out. Do you know what I mean? That guy's kind of likable to me, but maybe he's not likable to everyone. But I feel like actors are just always likable in some way. That's they have to be, right? Just to be on the camera. So anyway, that should be an interesting one because I can't really remember if he's the bad guy or not. But I think he is. I think he basically tries to keep his he comes up with, oh, he steals the idea, I think. I think he stole the idea of Facebook. Is that what happened? Did he steal it from the Winklevoss twins? The two most jacked, handsome-looking rower motherfuckers come along like Beefcake 1 and 2. And this is actually what happened. And then Mark Zuckerberg is like, they're talking business, aren't they? I can't remember. I'm going to watch the movie. Sorry. It's a crazy story, though. I love to think about what happens in schools and universities and shit. In important years, like the big ones, like Harvard and fucking Oxford, which is why The Theory of Everything's so cool, because it's all like set in Oxford and shit. There's all these nerds like wanking each other off, like, how many answers did you get right on the test? Zero. I got zero. Everyone's got zero, and Stephen Hawking got nine. He fucking banged them out on the back of like a newspaper. He was that smart. He was like a fucking wizard of human intellect. Do you see what I'm saying? He was a fucking wizard. So, yeah. I wonder. I like. When I was reading a bit of this book, Ninth House Lay, right? No, ninth. Sorry, I always say that. It's ninth. The author is called Leigh Bardu. Ninth House, okay. It's like about Yale University. This is a book about Yale University around the time of, like, I think it was George Bush. So is that like 80s, 90s? I don't know. George, there was two of them, right? And it's set in a school, and there's like, it's a bit fun. It's a bit fictional. Like, there's loads of like, what is it fictional? Is it fictional? So far, the first scene of the book, I'm going to tell you, the first scene of this book, this woman, it reminded me a bit of Life is Strange, I don't know why. She goes down this staircase and there's like a autopsy happening, and I'm just like, first of all, it's so hard, it's so weird to read, because you're like, wait, what, it's just an autopsy happening? So she's a doctor. She's not a doctor, she's in school. So she goes down this like corridor, and there's like a guy keeping guard or whatever, and it's weird. Seems kind of casual. She's like, "Hey, Brett. Hey, Stacey, come to see the autopsy." So it was so weird to me as I'm reading this book. And then it starts. Then she's got some superpowers or something. But anyway, I don't know. I guess it's just its own Harry Potter, this universe. I don't fucking know. But she's got her own powers where she can see like ghosts and shit. I don't know where this book's going. But right on the top, at the front, it says Stephen King said it was like, what does it say? It says like Relentless or something. Or, oh yeah, Impossible to Put Down by Stephen King. So it's like, I almost thought it was authored by him, because I'm a bit stupid like that. But yeah, I love thinking about what happens in these famous places. And like, the key, I see them all as key moments in history, do you know what I mean? Ray Charles, like, and he was he lived an explosive life. He had such an influence. And all of them, all of the stories. If you've got any like that, I'll tell you a movie I need to watch. I just love good character study, like, you know, Uncut Gems. Adam Sandler's new movie. He plays like a guy who works in a jeweler's in, is it in Manhattan? I don't know, but he's like, it's such a good character study. You get to learn about people and see their a person, see their flaws, and try and learn a story from it. You sometimes get a, sometimes you get a an answer when you watch someone's life unfold. Sometimes you don't, but yeah. Anyway, like, yeah, been watching some great movies. I'm finding my hobbies are really changing lately. I'm engaging in a lot more meaningful things. I used to kind of do a lot of activities where you might even look at it as like, oh, this will kill a few hours, but you don't want to look at it like that, right? So movies have been one of those things for me. Been trying to really appreciate them, like watch them closely and enjoy them. I should start making a list and shit. Do you ever like want to take it serious and you're like, I'm gonna make a list and put all these favorites on and all that. Yeah, but I'm really enjoying my movies and stuff in the last few weeks. It's been great since I've been sick. So Amadeus, I'd give it a 9. Ray, I'd give it probably like an 8.5. What was the other one? Oh yeah, Theory of Everything. That's like an 8. They're great movies. If you've got any suggestions for me, tell me. Along the lines of what I'm saying. I really like these movies that just leave you thinking as well. Also, I want to tell you something else, okay? I had this kind of spiritual moment over the last few weeks. It was really interesting. So, I'm into some kind of like annoying music. Like it's not fun to listen to. And I listened to this song. And basically, if you've ever gone on like a weird music video, it's like a death metal shit. Or something like that. And like the video is like flowers and blood and fucking mutations and like weird shit. Just like visual stimulate. You watch it and you're like, what the fuck is going on? Like, what? Try and understand it. Shit like that, right? I kind of love music for that, but I can't even understand that shit. It's basically like trying to, when you listen to something, trying to understand what you're actually listening to, rather than it just being a bit of music. Because the whole point is people are talking about music as if it's some, it's got a soul in it, right? There's a lot to connect with about music. So I try and do it sometimes. I feel like I owe it to myself, right? So I was going along listening to this guy that I've always listened to called Pliny, right? And it's just an instrumental piece. But as it's an old album that I never really liked by him. Maybe you can relate. You've got an artist, you like some of their albums, and you, I mean, you're just gonna like one more than the other, aren't you? And this album, I never really, it was my favorite artist, and I never really gave it much attention. So I went back to it recently, and I fucking like had this weird moment. The album is called Impulse Voices, okay? And the song I was listening to was called Impulse Voices, because I thought I'm gonna go to this song because it's the name of it's the name of the album, right? So, and I was thinking about this a lot lately. Impulse Voices. Do you know what an impulse voice is? It's basically something inside of you. The way I describe it is, it's almost like your DNA. That's you could call it like a destiny or something, but it's basically pulsing inside of you. Whatever you're meant to be, and take it however you want. It's there and it's waiting to become it. Like it's waiting. It's like pulsing. Not just waiting, it's directly changing you at every moment. You're feeling an impulse, a pulse towards your like future kind of thing, right? The one moment or whatever the fuck it is. But it sounded like to me like someone was slowly washing your own future all over you, or your destiny, your meaning. It's like slowly pulsing, do you know what I mean? It would change you over time. Like, imagine hearing a note on a piano held for like a year of your life or something. It would shit, your ear would probably be different forever after that. It's like a wave, do you know what I mean? It washes over you. So I was thinking a lot about it, and there's a bit about Maslow on it. You know, Maslow, the guy who talks about the hierarchy of needs and shit. Anyway, I just kind of realized that's what's been happening in my life over the last 10 years. That I've been having an impulse voice because I was listening to this song, and these songs are not fucking fun. Like they don't, you don't sit there and go, yeah, love that bit. Well, you would, you do if you're a tosser. Do you know what I mean? If you're an absolute knobhead, you sit there and you go, oh, I love what he did with the G flat 5 on the minor space, bringing it round the on the fourth bar back in. Like, what the fuck are they all talking about? This music's all like that. It's like fucking ridiculous. It's like modern day Mozart. It's like, it's impossible. It's insane. I could play you a little bit and you know what I mean. Because it's like, it's fucking ridiculous trying to. I don't know how a human did it. My mind's blown about how they put these songs together. So I'm listening to. I'll play you a bit, yeah? You gotta hear it now, haven't you? So, this song, I've hammed it up so much, you just have to hear it, right? This song kind of gave me like an epiphany. It didn't really change anything for me. It almost just made me realize. And actually, basically, but I'll say this before I play, press play. I skipped the ad. Fuck yeah. My friend, I have a friend who's just depressed. He's seeing a therapist and everything. I spoke to him, and then the next day, or the same day, I had this epiphany. So I was in the gym, and I was like, "I'm gonna tell him. I'm gonna tell him about this." And it's not something that bros do, really. Oh, it's some me with some of my bros, my mate. But I was just like, "No, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna tell him it," because he's quite a working class hard guy, really kind of thing. He's just like, yeah, like, you know what I mean? He's kind of like hard to break any sort of barrier with. But I did it. I broke the barrier with him. I said to him, oh, mate, I had this. You won't like this music. He doesn't fuck. Like, there's no way he's gonna like this music. He didn't like any music, really. He's like a history dude or something. So, I said it to him. I said, if you don't know what you want from life, listen to this song. So it's a bit shit. it's a bit shit because it's almost like I tried to therapize him. But I also told him this. I happened to be listening to a podcast by this doctor guy. He's called The Healthy Gamer. And he said something. He said this. He said, if you don't know what you want to do with your life, stare at a wall for an hour. Just stare, and it'll be shit. But you'll probably find yourself in all this. And I thought, yeah, that probably fucking works. You find your inner voice. You find your impulse voice. You find your impulse voice. You stare at the fucking wall, and the only thing you'll be able to hear is you talking to yourself. You find your impulse voice. You'll find your impulse voice. So then comes this song. And when you listen to it, okay, it's 3 minutes, okay, we're going to have to go through it. And it's going to be, I'm telling you right now, this is uncomfortable. It's just weird. It's very interesting, though. It's very interesting. It's a ride, honestly. Try and see it like, I'm sorry if I'm really coming across as like voodoo here or some shit. But anyway, listen to this song. See what happens to you. See what you think. I want to know what you think. Okay, ready? Right, oh yeah, I wanted to say this. Try not to really care about the music itself, whether you can follow it or not, because I fucking can't. Like, nobody can follow this shit. You can. But you'll see what I mean. Okay, just try and feel it a bit. It sounds pretty cringe, but, you know. Anyway. Thank you. So cheeky at the end there. What a crazy fucking song. Like, I don't know how you even put something like that together. Do you know what I mean? It's all mathematical and shit. Anyway, fucking hell. What do you think? Tell me. So, I'm like, am I on crazy pills or anything? Or just your thoughts in general about listening to music in this way? Because that's an instrumental song. Actually, I hear my teacher in my head. You can't call that a song because there's no words. A piece, right? Like, but it still evokes something in me. And it actually might not evoke what it says. I know that a lot of things in music, people write a banger and then they just slap a word on it. Like Dirty Fucking Harry or some shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, that happened all the time in college. People would write a song together and then they would just... What should we call this anyway? And then some guy is eating a microwave burger, so they just call it Microwave Burger. And they've got a song called Microwave Burger. So it might not actually be about impulse voices, do you know what I mean? I mean, it's a piece of music with no lyrics. How do we attribute something to that? Usually the lyrics tell us what a song means, right? So when I listen to that and I see that, I am just doing the same thing. Do you know what I'm saying? So I wonder if you felt any of that. Any of that, like, any of your inner voice. And just a feeling of yourself. That's all it is to me. It's just like a... It's not saying anything's big. It's just a presence of that's there kind of thing. I don't know how to explain it. But yeah. I wonder what you think about that. I felt it in the song. It was itself. I'll tell you what happened. Sorry, before I leave you. Love you and leave you. As I listened to that final bit, where it's like all orgasmic and shit like this. That right there. That feels like an epiphany to me. It's like you're thinking, it's like you just... And then this bit here, it like rips it. It's like, rah, rah, rah. It's like, it's you peel it back a bit. This bit, now. That like, it's like so dark for no reason, but it keeps it complex. It keeps it like, it keeps your brain thinking and shit. I've started to think recently that all of this type of music that's fucking impossible to follow, these guys writing all this shit to take you on a journey, it's basically like they don't want you to sit comfortably in the seat kind of vibe, isn't it? You're not listening to it like swinging your hair back and shit like we started with fucking Tracy Chat, baby can I hold, like we're not fucking doing that to this shit. So what are we getting from it? Do you know what I mean? It's fucking crazy how you can write that shit and it still come out as some coherent bullshit. This is what I've been doing recently, so just admiring shit like that. So yeah, anyway, I want to know what you thought of it. Tell me if you think you have an impulse voice. And I guess that's the story of this week for me. As you can hear, my voice is kind of pepping up real nice soon. I've got things recorded anyway, but I've started writing some juicers today, dude. So yeah, I can't wait to show you. I just hope you're enjoying everything that comes out, and that's what I always care about, you know. And that everything's that you're having fun. So yeah, I love you and leave you now. Have a beautiful evening, and I can't wait to see what you have to say. But if you don't want to, you know, vibe on. Vibe on, my brother. I'll see thou in Christ, okay? I'll see thou in Christ, okay? I smiteth you away. Good riddance to you.